Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. We got some technical issues this morning. First of all, congratulations on win number 150.
Yeah, it was a good one, to be honest with you. It was a hell of an effort by our football team and program, coaches and players. It was a fun game to coach and a fun game to play in.
Well, 21-15 victories we talked about over Central Arkansas, and just Southland Conference champ that had won 10 in a row. Just talk about the mindset of your team to go on the road and to play the way they did on Saturday.
Well, one, we knew we were going into a very unique environment, you know, against a team that was tremendously talented, you know, on both sides of the ball. Two, we felt that our schedule from the beginning of the year to where we were, the teams that we had played had prepared us for this game, you know, whether it was non-league or in our league, the CAA, we felt that we've been in environments very similar to it. And the last thing, you know, our kids wanted to make sure that they understood that we belonged in this game, belonged in this tournament, and had something to prove, and went out there and played with a little bit of a chip on our shoulder. It was a pretty good thing to see, to be honest with you, Rob.
Your defense was outstanding in that game, forcing four turnovers against a team that had only turned it over 10 times all season. You hold them 23 points under their average. Just talk about what you were able to do on that side of the ball.
Well, it was funny. At times, I thought we did some things extremely well and throughout the game. You know, we bent a little and created some turnovers in our half of the field, which were huge. We gave up two huge plays, something that's been out of the ordinary for us, two long passes. And then I thought, well, we did the most important thing that you got to do to win on the road and win at this level, stop the run. And I thought we did a really great job of doing that. You know, and Ricky Holt, our defensive tackle, was outstanding. Our linebackers, Keel, Quinlan Dean, and then Stephen Harper, a redshirt freshman, played some plays. All those guys flew to the football and really did a good job of tackling.
What were you able to do with the, you talked about the effort of those guys up front, five sacks in the game against a team and a quarterback in Hildebrand who'd only been sacked six times in 11 games this season. What was the key to that?
Well, to be honest with you, we didn't put many blitzes or things on. We left it to the front four guys. We had a couple add-ins with our linebackers, but, you know, our kids teed it up at the right time. And what I mean by that is they knew the down and distance situation to get off they had to get. And they took off and went to the quarterback. Again, you know, Holt and Horton were tremendous in their technique and their effort. It was, and I thought also our coverage helped them an awful lot to buy a little time for the rush.
We're here with New Hampshire head coach Sean McDonald. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad. We got one in queue if you'll get that for us, Jay.
Your first question comes from the line. Yes. Your first question comes from the line of David Driver. Your line is open.
Hey, good morning, Coach. You kind of already answered it, but we've talked during the season about Horton on your D-line, and, you know, he comes through with two sacks on Saturday. Sort of talk about his play, and also going on the road again. I'm sure you're going to say you love being in the playoffs, but talk about some of the challenges of going on the road again this week.
Well, first of all, Jaywan's been playing terrific all year, you know, and he has gotten better through his first 3 years here in the program, and I think he's really grown up and matured, and he had a hell of a day on Saturday. The strip sack at the end of the game was just a tremendous effort. He got above the quarterback, hustled back, came back, did just what we asked him, and punched it out. As for going on the road, yeah, I'm going to say it again, doesn't matter. You know, you're playing. You're one of the eight teams in the country playing. We're going to South Dakota. You know, I talked to Andy Talley, I talked to Mark Ferrante, you know, guys that were out there last year. It's an unbelievable environment, you know, and they're comparing it a lot to JMU, comparing it a lot to Delaware. You know, there's no place you'd rather be with an opportunity to go play. Weather won't be a problem. We're from New Hampshire. We should be able to adapt. Looking forward to the opportunity it's going to present to this program.
Thanks, Coach. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Sean, obviously, suffered a big blow with the loss of Trevor Knight in the second quarter there, but freshman Christian Lupoli, who had limited action all year long, comes up big for you, 8-for-10, and throws that big fourth quarter touchdown pass. Talk about the status of Trevor potentially for this weekend, and then the performance that Christian gave you.
Yeah. Trevor's feeling much better yesterday. You know, he's in concussion protocol. We won't know to Thursday or Friday if he's going to be able to go this week. So with that being said, you know, Chris has got to step up, and Lupley played his tail off for us. He really did a great job coming in. The one thing the kid has always had, and you got it from day one when he came in as a freshman, he's got composure. And he went in, and he just settled down. Now, he had to go in before this year in the JMU game, and, you know, he wasn't as composed as he was Saturday. I think the experience of playing against JMU in that game early in the middle of the season really helped him going into the game this weekend against Central Arkansas. Kids got confidence in him. The coaches got confidence in him. Made a hell of a throw on a touchdown pass. Feel very comfortable with what we got to work with if he has to go on Saturday.
That's what I was going to ask you. Do you feel like you can run your, you know, base stuff, or do you have to change stuff with him being in there if he's in there on Saturday?
We'll be fine. You know, the stuff that Trevor does, the stuff that we've done over the years with Goldrich and Bayless and the guys, we'll run the same offense. Chris is very apt to doing that.
Got another question in queue if you'll get that one for us, Jay.
Your next question comes from the line of Tylan Merriam from Jack Rabbit Sports. Your line is open.
Hi, Coach. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing well. I've got a couple of questions for you. Number one, for those of us out here who haven't had a chance to see him all year, but we see the numbers, Neil O'Connor has obviously had a tremendous year. Just tell me about him and just how special of a wide receiver he's been for you.
Real good football player. That's what I'll tell you about it. You know, I think he'd fit really well in the conference that you guys play in. He's one of those hard-nosed, tough-nosed kids that I think we've all made a living on. He's got exceptional hands. He's got good speed, gets open, and he can catch things in tight spaces. He makes plays. You know, you look at the receivers that you guys have, and I don't know if I'm saying this right, Wanicki, and you know, even the tight end that you have there, and go to that. You know, those guys are really good football players, and that's what Neil O'Connor is.
You brought up those receivers. Defensively, you guys have been so good this year at forcing turnovers. Why have you been able to come up with so many?
I just think we do a good job of running to the football, and I think our kids have an awareness. We talk about it, you know, from the beginning of the year on. That's a very important part of our defensive philosophy, is getting the ball out. But the most important thing is running to the football and helping create those opportunities.
And I'll just end on this, Coach. Just from your initial impressions, I know you're still delving into all the video, but what does jump out to you having watched South Dakota State some on video?
Physicality. Jumps out on both sides of the ball. Talented people. You know, the quarterback, Christian, he's a stud. Again, I already talked about the receiver, the tight end. I love the kid, too. The linebacker, I guess, Roseboom, is that how you say it? You know,
Roseboom, yep.
Yep, and Earth and Selvig, the two DTs. And then Jalen Brown, you know, well coached, good football team, tough, hard nosed football team. It's like a CAA matchup out in South Dakota.
Coach, appreciate it, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Sean, another thing offensively, you guys run all over 5 yards on 24 carries, rushing that you've had in several weeks. Talk about his play and how important that was.
Well, Evan, I think it started to take a little personal about the way the things have been going with the run game. I thought our offensive line did a great job of getting on blocks and staying on blocks a little bit longer. And then Evan had a great pad level. You know, you were breaking up a little bit, Rob, but Evan's been banged up a little bit this season. I think he's finally getting healthy to where he was at the beginning of the season. He was pretty hard on Saturday. We're going to need him again in South Dakota to do the same thing.
Before we go, talk about, I know you've broken down South Dakota State some on the call here, but talk about what you feel like the keys are going to be for you on Saturday.
Well, we got to find a way to contain that quarterback. He is a terrific football player. He makes that offense go. You know, the ball starts in his hand, and he distributes it well. It's a big physical offense. You know, they have a couple tight ends that are really good football players. And we're going to have to stop the run and then contain the quarterback. Then the next thing is on the defensive side, man. They fly the football. They get there in a hurry, and they disrupt. So we're going to have to hold on to it, Rob. Make sure we don't bobble it around and just keep the ball inside in front of us.
All right, Coach Mack, good luck on Saturday at South Dakota State, and appreciate your time, and hopefully we talk again next week.
I hope so, Rob. Have a great day, man.
All right, you too.